going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You got problems? She's got answers. Kelly on K-Frog with today's DM dilemma.
Kids nowadays are so smart. Here is a DM dilemma from, I'm assuming, a high school senior. Says, can you use this on the radio? I know you do things with people's problems. Yes, we do. We blast them on the radio. My graduation is coming up and I have a limit of 8 tickets. My mom has already decided who gets the tickets. It's all family. I told her I wanted my girlfriend to be there, and she said she'd have to find her own ticket, then gave me some speech about how this is time to celebrate my accomplishments with family. It's my graduation. Shouldn't I decide who's there? Also, I'm hoping my mom will hear this if you use it. Well, I'm glad that both you and your mom listen to K-Frog. Thank you for that. My nephew is actually graduating this year as well. And I know, just like you, he wants his girlfriend to be there as well. So they are trying to find extra tickets. But I get where your mom's coming from. And I'm not saying this is you. By the way, we didn't give this guy a fake name. We're going to call him Mason, not his real name. But I would love for you and your girlfriend to be a Kenny Chesney song, be high school sweethearts, and live happily ever after. But your mom is probably thinking about it like this is your girlfriend of the moment. Grandma's family forever. She probably doesn't know how long your girlfriend's actually going to be your girlfriend. Not to mention, I get being a supportive girlfriend, but graduations are boring. So maybe save your girlfriend the boredom and be like, hey, babe, we'll meet up after graduation. Sorry to do this, Mason, but I think I got to side with your mom on this one. What do you think? Do you have some advice for Mason and his graduation dilemma? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. I love that the radio can gap generations and help solve family problems like we are today on the DM Dilemma. Mason, not his real name, sent a DM. Graduation is coming up. He is excited. He has a limit of 8 tickets and his mom has already allocated who they're going to. Mason wants his girlfriend to be there. She's not on mom's list. He is hoping to get some advice and really hoping that maybe mom is hearing this and will change her mind. 714 is on Mason's side and says, I think Mason should at least get one ticket to invite whoever he wants. He worked very hard for this day. 909 backing him up too. Growing up, we were only given 4 tickets to graduation. I think giving one to the girlfriend isn't asking for too much. Jim in San Bernardino, what would your advice for Mason be?
Well, I believe with the family, you know, but my question is, don't they still do grad night at Disneyland for the graduates and their guests?
That I don't know. And I don't know how that works. I don't know if Mason can bring a guest.
Yeah, you can usually bring your girlfriend and so forth. You just have to buy the ticket. The high school I went to, they still go to grad night for Disneyland.
So maybe that's the happy compromise. Do something like grad night instead.
Correct.
Okay. I like that idea. And as a girlfriend, she probably would like that a lot more than sitting through 2 hours of them reading names. What would your advice be to Mason? When it comes to graduation tickets, should he have a say in who's actually there? Should the girlfriend get a ticket over family? You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. Man, just call me Maury Povich on today's DM Dilemma. We have a, I don't know if this is high school or college graduation. And people are texting asking that. I don't know. He just said graduation. We're naming him Mason, not his real name. And his graduation is coming up. He gets 8 tickets. Mom has already allocated who those tickets are going to, and that does not include his girlfriend. Mason wants his girlfriend there. I don't know if this text is actually related to quote-unquote Mason, but the 949 says, from Uncle Pete, not my real name, Mom, let Mason take the girlfriend to graduation. I support him. I am so proud of him, and I would be more than willing to step aside to let him take who he wants to go to graduation. Well, if Uncle Pete is actually your uncle, that might solve the problem if Pete has a ticket. Terry in Fontana, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I'm going through the same thing this year also. He's got 6 tickets. Well, that's just here in the house. So if he wants his girlfriend to go, he's going to have to buy her ticket for $5.
So you can buy tickets at your high school?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if that was the case, I think that's problem solved. 909 says 8 tickets is actually a lot. And unless it's really close family that Mason sees on the daily, I think he deserves the 1 ticket. They may break up in the long run, but if she is not allowed to go to graduation, he will always remember that. And now it seems like people are picking up on maybe there's some underlying issues. Like the 562 says, my question is, does mom not like the girlfriend? And the 909 calling out the mom again, don't be that boy mom. I had a high school sweetheart. My parents have always included him as if he were family. He was at my graduation, and I will always remember that. What is your advice for the DM dilemma? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. If you're debating whether to take the high road or just passive-aggressively call out your mom, that's the way to do it with the DM dilemma. Man, the people are rallying behind Mason today. Mason, not his real name, sent me a DM about his upcoming graduation. I'm not sure if it's high school or college, but he explained that he gets 8 tickets and his mom has already said who those 8 tickets are going to, and it's family. Mason wants his girlfriend to be there. Mom's like, not going to happen. Mason wants his mom to know that it is his graduation, so he's secretly hoping that she's listening this morning. And if she is, she might be rethinking that ticket allocation. Cheryl in La Habra, what would your advice be for today's DM dilemma?
Well, my family actually has experience with this. My niece was graduating, and this is like 15 years ago. Her mother and my brother, so her parents, right? They only had a certain allotment of tickets and everything like that. My niece was picking who she wanted to go. And 2 of the people that she wanted to go was my parents, her grandparents. But her mother and father said, no, it's just for immediate family, you know? Mm-hmm. And they did not allow my parents to go. So this day, 15 years later, my niece holds that against her mom. And she really doesn't talk to her mom. So my advice is, yeah, this is not the parents' graduation. This is his graduation. So he gets to say who he wants to be at the graduation.
Wow, that seems like that could be worst case scenario for this mom and totally backfire. And a lot of people are calling this mom out. Some saying she has some toxic behavior and that Mason needs to start setting boundaries. I'll be honest, I'm a little shocked at how one-sided this is towards Mason. I initially said that, yeah, it's kind of a family thing. If it's a high school graduation, I hate to say this, but there's a good chance Mason's not going to be with this girl at his college graduation. What do you think about this graduation dilemma? Even better, if you are going through this right now and you have some real life experience or advice, give me a call or send me a text. 4 years of hard work only to end up fighting with your mom. That is today's DM dilemma. Mason, not his real name, sent a message about his upcoming graduation and a limit of 8 tickets. His mom has already decided who the tickets are going to, and it's family. He told her he wanted his girlfriend to be there. She said, well, she's going to have to find her own ticket. Mason wants mom to know it's my graduation and he should be able to decide who's there. Michelle in Corona, what would your advice be for the DM dilemma?
Oh my goodness. I have a mother of 3 sons and a daughter. And all I can say is, mom needs to help the girlfriend understand that she is the backbone of her boyfriend and potential wife. You don't know what it's going to turn into or blossom into after graduation as life goes on. I would say definitely show support and love for that girlfriend and definitely make a good memory. If something should work out between the two of them, that they're not bitter with mom or bitter over the situation, you know?
There are some true romantics here in the IE. If it's a college graduation, which we don't know if it's high school or college graduation, I could see wanting the girlfriend there. High school graduation, getting a ticket maybe over grandma? I don't know. I think I would have to talk to my boys about that. Also, I mean, how serious is the relationship with this girlfriend? We don't really know. Natalie and Fontana, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I think the mom's 100% wrong. There's 82. One of them can go to his girlfriend. Why are we trying to tarnish such an important memory and make it negative? Just let him have who he wants there.
Again, Mason, you are getting all the support of the IE. So just like your DM said, I really hope your mom's listening because this might have changed her mind.